I am pleased to see that the serious quick measures that have been taken, and I hope that it will produce very positive results, and measures will be taken to ensure that things like that will not spread into other Chinese companies. I think the Chinese people are more interested in seeing the results of the measures that have taken already. And in my personal opinion, it's not really necessary, action. I think it's a miscommunication.
We were told that the workers at the Kolem coal mine, who allegedly murdered the Chinese manager, were protesting what they saw as the company's delay in implementing the government's new minimum wage law. And are you telling me that the company is willing or was willing to implement the minimum wage law?
Actually, I would have said maybe that company is the first company that making a formal agreement with the union after the decree of the new minimum wage initiative. So maybe miscommunication, not enough information was passed on to the workers. Beyond that, the unionized companies are not covered by this new decree, actually. The new decree is basically targeted at non-unionized employees rather than unionized.
Your Excellency, the killing of the Chinese mine manager is not the first incident at this particular company, leaving some people to conclude that perhaps there is something happening within the company. Perhaps is the company putting business interest over the interest of its Zambian workers?
Well, I think there is a room for improvement of the management in the mine. It is true that something happened before. There's industrial relations between the workers and employees need to be improved. That I do not deny. But the Chinese employees there were telling me in the last couple of days, Mr. Ambassador, if we did not do something in self-defense previously, some of us could have been killed before. So,
how would you describe the investment climate in Zambia? I mean, generally.
I think, a few measures are taken by the new government, and I think they're done for the sake of improve the life and put more money into the pockets of the people, like raising minimum wages. And that is done by any government when they think necessary. So I don't want to make comments on that. The only thing is when to take what kind of measures. That is maybe art of implementing policies. And the result of these new policies will have effect on the investment environment. According to my experience with the Chinese companies here, some are still making active investment here. Some may be taking an attitude of wait and see.